Investigations. Okay, affirmative defense may exist if once the employer knew or should have known that there was a violation of, let's say, for example, the harassment law, it investigated and took prompt action reasonably calculated to correct the problem. Okay, that can be a defense in certain types of harassment. Now, you can investigate for lots of different reasons. You can investigate whether there was wrongdoing. You can investigate criminal activity. You can investigate, whether somebody violated a conflict of interest policy. But for purposes of this discussion, I'm focused really more on harassment investigations because that's what comes up the most often for me. Some of the data might be useful in other contexts. I will say that this is an area where you can have a panel, and I've certainly had dialogues with other lawyers that do investigations who, will end up divided on how we approach certain things. There is no right. There's really generally no right or wrong, okay? And the great thing about Texas is there's actually a case out there that says you cannot get sued for a negligent investigation. So you can do a really crappy investigation. You can't get sued for a negligent investigation. However, the quality of your investigation could impact how the jury views, the defense. In other words, did you really try or were you just giving lip service to this? So you obviously want to try to do your best, but if you do make a mistake, generally speaking, it's not going to be one of those things that's the end of the world. And it's like divorce law. There's no two cases alike. You may think it's cookie cutter. It is not. I've done lots of investigations and no two are ever exactly the same. There's always some twist, something that gets thrown at you that you haven't encountered before that you've got to figure out how best to address.